Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is walked intentionally. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tettleton scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Polonia hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire is hit by the pitch. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McGuire moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire scores. Lansford moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Burks throws the ball into Barrett, who relays the ball to Boggs, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lansford scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Polonia strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Burks moves to second. Greg Kittaret now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan scores. Burks moves to third. Barrett moves to second. It's 6-1. Athletics. Gene Nelson now pitching. Todd Benzinger pinch hits for Mike Greenwell. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball four. Burks scores. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Todd Benzinger now playing left field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire is hit by the pitch. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Joe Sambito now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to third. Gedman moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen scores. One out. It's 6-3. Athletics. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gedman moves to third. Dave Leeper now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Jim Rice pinch hits for Todd Benzinger. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Barrett moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.